We are continuing our Shu'ulim on Shah Kavanot, Baruch Hashem, on page Nun Zayin, in the Sefer Tiv HaKavanot, Shah Kavanot. And he's explained to us now, we're a bit further on. We are on page, actually, Samach Zayin, at the mark in the wrong place. We're on page Samach Zayin, we're now on Kavanot Birkat Elokai Nishama Shenatata Bi. So we're really at the beginning of Tefillah. He's going through very nicely for us the Inyan of Yifne, the Inyan of Yitol. We saw the Inyan of Nitilat Yadayim. Api Kabbalah, we saw the way he explains the Bracha of Nitilat Yadayim. And now we're starting off with the beginning, really, of the Tefillah, per se. This is the Bracha of Elokai Nishama Shenatata Bi. So he says, Birkat Elokai Nishama Shenatata Bi. Bracha zo, smucha lechaverta. Lifi shekeneged ima dasiya, uchuberet tamid ima ba ve'aben ze. Okay, because the reason why it's bracha smucha lechaverta is because ima is this is keneged ima dasiya, and she's very tied to Abba. Okay, so now let's see the pirush. Because that's a very cryptic line over there. So let's see the pirush reish chav reish pei chet in the tiv akavanot. Birkat Elokai Nishama bi ata mivorer rav kavona birkat Elokai Nishama bikvat smucha lechaverta lebirkat asher yatzar. So you just finished asher yatzar, and therefore straight away you start with Elokai Nishama. That's called bracha smucha lechaverta. You have a bracha birkat asher yatzar right next to the. Right next to Elokai Neshama. Lefi in Ot Resh Tzadi, Lefi she keneged ima dasiya, amuchuberet tamid ima ba ve'avinze. So he says, Birkat Asher Yatzar hi partzuf chokhma shu Abba. Right? When you're saying that bracha, you're affecting the partzuf of Abba. Abba dasiya. Ve'elu Birkat Elokai Neshama hi bebina shia ima. So. That makes sense now. That Birkat Asher Yatzar is Abba, and you're joining Abba with Ima, which is the next bracha of Elokai Neshama. Kivan sheyichud Abba veIma hu yichid tadiri leolam haba muchbar im Ima. Lefichach yesh lasmir Birkat Elokai Neshama sheyam Ima el Birkat Asher Yatzar shel Abba.
So what does he explain? He explains as follows. We know there's actually two different types of levels of zivugim that we do with Abba v'Ima. Actually, we do. I mean, the first type of zivug is called zivug chitzonim, which is, as the Arizal says, many different places, in the Shach Kavos and Pesach, and other places, in Kriyas Shema, that is called Zivugi Tadir. It's on a constant basis. That's a Zivug Chitzonim, which is Kium Olamot. Now, that Zivug is it's constant. Now, when we are praying, our prayers are connected each part of the Patsufim. And therefore, since we are contacting and connecting with the part of Abba and Ima, the Ainu, when Chazal tells us we have to say the Shei Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, that is in reference to those two Patsuvim. Now, since these two Patsuvim, Abba v'Ima, are constantly together, then it's incumbent on us, therefore, to make the tefillot, which are connected these Patsuvim, tied together. And therefore, since Asher Yatzar connected Abba, and he is constantly connected with Ima, which is connected Asher Yatzar, therefore it's incumbent on us to keep them together always. That's why it's called Bracha Tzmucha Lechaverta. Let's continue. Hine, Abba pi shelo kol adam zoche lechalek hanikra, shelo kol adam zoche lechalek hanikra neshama, even though not everybody on the earth has the possibility or the zchut, the merit to get to his neshama. Let me just explain to you what this means. In Shal Gilgulim, the Ariza explains to us, a person comes into the earth, actually depends where his shorash and neshama is in Adam Rishon, because there are three different parts of Adam Rishon. There's a chelik achar chet which fell down into klipa, there's a chelik which went down to kain v'hevel, and there's another chelik which was just expulsed before the chet. So those are neshamas gvorot, very high, that actually didn't have any shemesh
shemets of chet whatsoever, and therefore these are neshamas come down to the earth in order just to help us. But anyways, getting back to the subject over here, that we find that neshamas, when they come out, which are from the lowest part of Adam Rishon, they came out shlab shlab. That means there are three parts of the neshama that has to come down to this earth, which is called the nefesh. That's number one. Number two is the ruach. And number three is neshama. So you get three parts of you, of yourself, come down, but they will not come down all together. First will come down with you on this world is your body, will have in it a nefesh. If you merit, then you will be zoche, you will be merit another chelik of yourself, which is called your ruach of yourself. And then if you're more worthy, then you will have even your neshama. Okay? Now again, this cannot happen in one lifetime. You'll have to die and come back multiple times, could be thousands of times, until a person merits, until a person gets the story straight, gets his life into action. Then he'll be able to really focus and connect with his higher self, called the neshama. So that's what he's saying over here. V'hine, ava bishalo kol adam zoche lechelek anicha neshama. Because again, that takes a lot of effort, and sometimes many, many thousands of lifetimes, unfortunately. But nevertheless, you will have a connection to that shosh of your neshama, which is found again ultimately in the big neshama called the neshama of Adam Rishon, the primordial man. Which had inside of him all the created ones. אף פי שהאדם הזה עדיין לא זכה אליה הוא בעצמו ואמרו טהורה היא כנגד עולם הצילות השם משם לנשמה לנשמה. Okay, so let's see this explanation by the Tiva Kavanot. Right now what the Arisa is doing is explain to us the words of Elokai Neshama al pi Kabbalah, which is very, very interesting. Let's continue. The Tiva Kavanot Resh Tzadi Aleph. Hine. Ava pi shelo kol adam zoche lechelek hanikra neshama. Ze lashon Sha'a Kavanot. He's quoting us from Sha'a Kavanot in Drush Rosh Hashanah, Drush Vav, which says as follows. Ki hine, umot ha'olam, the general populace, ein la'em b'chinat ruach, usually don't have even what's called the ruach. Again, this nefesh, ruach neshama. Most people don't have the ruach, and kosher can says Ariza, neshama is rarely found. Rak bichanat nefesh bilvad meolam asiya, from the lower parts of the world, because of the four parts of the world, asiya, yitzia, bria, atzilut, and each one has their corresponding naran, which is nefesh, ruach neshama. Vav nefesh zuri meklipat asiya nikra ra. So most people, he says, only have the nefesh from the world of Asiya, which is usually in the world, which is a majority ra. L'chein en omrim b'mei achol b'amida minim al ti'i tikva. Remember that bracha l'amal shinim l'aminim al ti'i tikva pirush anu mipalim l'umot ha'olam וגם למינים שלא יהיה להם שום חלק בתקווה any hope שהם יצירה עשייה אפילו בנפש העשייה מצד קדושה לא יהיה להם שום אחיזה כלל. אבל אתה ביום ראש השנה אנו מספלים שאנו דורשיו יתברך ייתן לנו תקווה מצד טוב, רוצה לומר שעל הפחות אם אין בנו מעשים לקבל הנשמה עליון מכולם, שאם מן הבריאה, לפחות אל יחזר לנו רוח ונפש מן היצירה והעשייה, הנקרא תקווה מצד קדושה בהם נקרא טוב, זה מה שכתוב, ותקווה טובה. So what is he saying here in Drush Rosh Hashanah is very simply that even though while we're praying during Rosh Hashanah, we think even though the rest of the year we're not worthy, and the situation that there's a lot of chitonim around, a lot of ra around, and therefore sometimes we're not worthy of these higher levels of neshama, but we pray on Rosh Hashanah at least that we should be zocher to this tikva tova, this high level of neshama. So you see clearly from the Arizal the various levels. and periods of time when you can be zocher to higher levels. Then he says, "In kol zeh hine yesh lo chelik b'nishmat adam rishoni." Agam shelo kol adam zocher lebichinat neshama. In kol zeh lekol adam yesh lo chelik b'nishmat adam rishon. Shaya kolel kol nivreim kol neshama nivkulam kolun b'nishmat neshamato akolel shel adam rishon shivot yatzir panav shel kedusha baruch hu. Reish tzadi dalid av al pi shadam azi adayim lo zacha elea hu be'atzmo. Afilu shezi adam itpalel lo zacha ela bichinat neshama. Im kol ze yesh lo b'nishmat adam rishon b'chelik neshama. Hashem mukhana lo shezi chelik shayech ela ve'in hizkei kabalela ba'ofen shelekol adam ve'adam yesh lo chelik neshama neshama be'adam rishon. Av adayim lo zacha ba'ayi chelko v'nachalato v'lachin shapir shayech lomal neshama shenatata bi. דיינו, או שנת הדבי ממש, או בגופים, או שנת הדבי עבורי, רק שידיים גנוזם, כולם נשמת אדם ראשון. So again, the whole point, what the Arizal is driving over here, is to explain the words of the Anshei Knesset Gdola, which wrote the tefillah that we pray every morning. So in this tefillah, it starts off by saying shenatata bi, the neshama shenatata bi, that Hashem gave us the neshama. The problem is that's not 100% correct, because neshama, as the Arizal is pointing out over here, is not always we're not always worthy of receiving this neshama because we haven't worked for it yet. So how can we come along every morning and say such a lie, an apparent lie, by saying that, oh, thank you Hashem, l'neshama shenatata bi, that you gave me this neshama, but I wasn't worthy yet. I don't have the neshama. You haven't given it to me yet. So he answers over here the question. The answer is as follows: is that even though Arizal says, even though you're not worthy of actually physically getting it into your body, this high connectiveness, high consciousness, get connected with that, but rather you should know that you are always connected to it, except you are not conscious of the fact, because it hasn't come into your awareness. It's still in the neshama of Adam Rishon. That means the big abode. Just imagine this, a big abode of neshamas. Your roots of your neshama are there, in the highest abodes. So that even though it doesn't come into you, but it is potentially yours and accessible at any time, depending on your actions, and therefore I'm allowed, it's not a sheker to say shenatata bi, and the way it translates over here shenatata bi ba'avuri rak she'adayim genuza v'kulula minishmat adam rishon, but it's there prepared for me. That means natata bi, you haven't actually given to me, but it is prepared to me. So that's how we can understand a metaris, it's not a steal. Okay, let's continue. Then he says, the pasuk continues, well, the tefillah continues, v'amru tohori, that you gave me neshama shenatata bi, v'tohori, and it's pure. Now, what does that mean, api kabbalah? Keneged olam atzilu, that's keneged olam atzilu, Hashem isham neshama l'neshama sazariza. It's keneged neshama shema, which really means the chaya. Remember, there's five different levels. Neshama, ruach, so I repeat, made a mistake. Nefesh, number one. Ruach, number two. Neshama, number three. Number four is Chaya. And number five is Yechida. So, says the Tiva Kavanot in Reish Tzadi He. Bracha zu delokai neshama. Dirmazim kol anaranchi shel adam. In this whole bracha, the Nusa v'Anshei Knesset Gdola, which were partly Nevi'im and Baal Ruach Kodesh, their maram is in this very simple tefillah, oh, you naran of the Adam, naranchi, narancha. The way they are absorbed in all the different parts of the world, spiritual worlds of Abiyah. And the Arizal is now showing us how we see how Anshei Knesset Gdola, they were here, the spiritual connection to your neshamas in this bracha. V'umei Hashem neshama hu shem klali kolel kol b'chinat kulam zu neshama shenatata bi l'achem iken amrina tohar hi shu b'chinat tohar amrumah zin'a l'b'chinat chaya nikra tohar zohar neshama l'neshama zu ha'chaya nimshech ma'olam atzilut ba'or ha'chaya. That means the first part of the pasuk means it's shenatata neshama, shenatata bina. Neshama is a generic name that often means the first three levels, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Then it says tohorehi. What's tohor? Tohor says aris is the next level. That's the chaya. That's the chaya. And then the tefillah continues ata v'rachta. Right, that you created. Keneged chesed neshama, keneged chelak neshama ba'a min abriya. Tiba data v'ratam rumezel al chelak neshama ba'a me'olam abriya. Zuh loshon b'ratam loshon abriya. The next part of the tefillah says ata v'rachta, that you created. That you created, that means barachta loshon b'riyah. That means neshama that also not only is in the world of asiyah, also in the world of b'riyah. Ata yitzarta yesod ruach abba min yetzira. So neshama comes from the world of b'riyah. That's ata barachta. When you would say the words ata yitzarta in the tefillah, you have to mechaven on the ruach which comes from the world of yetzira. Then it continues, says Arizal, Ata nefachta bi, that you breathed into me. Who saw the nefesh ba'asiyah? Tivat ata nefachta bi. I'm doing the tiva kavanot resh tzadich at 194. Kaya ale nefesh abba me'olam asiyah. Lefich ha'asham ne'mar lashon nefachta. Shulashon shel mamashot kviyachon. Nefachta is a physical pa'ula. That refers to the physical world of Asiya, and that's where your nefesh is from. So you see from the pasuk already how Chazal and Maramis to all the different levels of your neranche. V'nimtza ki be'amru neshama shenatat abi kolel kol abba chalakim aniska. Nimtza lefi shetivat elokai neshama v'tivat neshama. איננו בחינת נשמה בלבד, אלא היא כולל אף את כל הנשמות. בחינת נפש כולה נשמה חי. So therefore, going back to the beginning of the pasuk again, when the pasuk says, נשמה שנתת בי, the נשמה, not only including your נשמה, it also includes your נפש, נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה. That's what it means, ba'ata v'rachta, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi, all the different levels of neshamas, all the different levels of the world. V'karam kulam b'shem neshama, but nevertheless, the Chazal termed it as neshama, didn't say it specifically, but it's a generic name to mean all parts of your neshama. As high as your ruach, as your chai goes. Now, next part of the bracha. Ve'ata atit litla mimeni, that you will in the future take it away from me. Who sod man? Now, what is man? Says the tiv shin ayin, shin aleph. Yes, bizu shtei kavanot. Achai she'ata atit litla mimenu belayla abba, kedei la'alot man belayla zivuk zon. Shniti she'ata atit litla mimenu b'mita la'achai arichut yamim shanim.
So there's two kavanas he says over here. That you will take from me. Now when will he take? Hashem takes two times. There will be two different periods of time which he will take. He will take first of all when you go to sleep. Chazal says it's 1/60th of death, meaning the neshama goes up. But every time the neshama goes up, it's bechinas man, mayim nukfim. That the it orirut militata, the Zohar says many times, which goes all up to Shemayim, Shemei Shemayim, is Me'orer Azivug between the various Pasufim, in order to bring down new Shefa. That's one time that you're able to do the Yisman. The other time, the ultimate time is Mita. Mita is the ultimate in Aliyas, and that's when your neshama actually goes completely, except for one little part which stays on your loose bone that you need that to create the tres amazim. That goes up. That's the ultimate Aliyas man. That's when you go to olam neshamot. That's me'ore azivug gadol and a tikkun gadol, and shefa comes out from there. That's what we see from ata atid lidlami, meaning next part of the pasuk. Of the tefillah says, "V'achgar atati didla lachzir abi b'boker besod chadashim labikarim." So says the tiv, "This sidua rashash lachzir abi v'kol boker v'gam leati lavo
גם בזה יש לה שתי כוונות. דהיינו שאתה תהיה להחזיר אביב כל בוקר. You're going to return the money from every day, every morning. וכן אתה תהיה להחזיר אביב את הבנתין. Even when I die, you're going to be able to return it to me after death. וכן כנגד שתי כוונות נזכרות באתה עתיד להתלם ממני. וכן כתוב בסידור האשכנזים, זה ראשון בגובי, לעתיד דיקח מלכות נשמת הצדיקים מסוד החדשים לבקרים. Okay, that means in the morning time you're going to refresh our souls and we're going to be anew. Okay, very good. So therefore that is the complete bracha on that kivun. And we understand now when we say Elokai Neshama, we have to mechaven on all different. When we say Shachzachta B, doesn't mean that our Neshama went up and our Neshama came down, but it's a bit more complicated than that. We know the Neshama has various parts to it. I'm just summarizing now. As Nefesh, well, Neshama, Chaya, all that will go up, and we thank Hashem Yisbarach that it brings it back down, and that we have to understand that also we imply that we're working with the various levels of the worlds as well. Ata Yitzarta, Ata Barachta, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachta B refers to the various worlds, so your Neshama is going to come from the world Yitzira, Abriya, sorry, your Ruach will come from the world of Yitzira, and your Nefesh will come from the world of Tzia. So it's Baruch Hashem quite involved when you know Shama goes up and goes down, travels quite a bit through the different worlds. Okay, now next Kavanah. The next Kavanah we're going to be doing is now on page Ayin. That's Kavanah Bikat Noten La Servi Vina. So we're going very nicely through the Tefillah from the beginning all through the Brachot, and we're going to go more and more into Tefillah. Bikat Noten La Servi Vina says Arizah. Kavanah De'Aticha, I already mentioned to you, Kilel הוא קודם חצות הלילה, ולילה הוא אחר חצות הלילה. על כן, אנו מברכים בברכת זו, אחר חצות, לילה ואילך. בסך והוא, גבריאל סוד הגבורה. Okay, so first of all, he points out to us that there's a difference with ליל, and לילה is winner. ליל is always the previous night, and לילה is already the next night. So let's see the Tiva Kavanot in Shin Gimel. Shin Dalet, sorry. Zir Lashon Ara B'Sham Mamri Rashbi. Now, Mamri Rashbi is also another one of the Kitvei Ariza. And he explains within in Parshas Bo. Amar Od Of Acha, Uf Acha, Leil Ad Lo Kibalta Dachas, Lashon Zohar. Da, Ki Leil Hu Le'a, בזמן הלילה הראשונה, כי אז אין מספשט מפפנים לזה עמפים, אלא עד חזה מזדבק עם יעקב ואין, ואז עידים. אבל אחר חצות, אם מספשט למעלה, למטה, עד מקום רחל, הנקרא ה' האחרונה, ואז יש בה יותר רחמים. לכן נקרא לילה באי יתרה, וזו ליל שמורים הוא לילה. Okay, first of all, let me magdim to you a little ideas that we've already seen in various of the Sfarim. We've done Binyan Ariel recently. We've seen these concepts of various Patsufi making Zivugim, Leah with Yaakov, and then Leah with Rachel, different parts, different zivugim referring to different parts of the time. Now, before I tell you that, we have to know that the Ariza splits the day in four parts, as we all know. That means there are the two major parts is day and night. Now, even the night is split into two parts, is just before night time and just after night time. It's Chatzot HaLaila. So let's say we split the day into 24 hours, and the day and the night are equal at 12 hours, from the 6 p.m. to 12, that's going to be the night time. That's what we call Leil. And then, really, from 12 a.m. until 6 a.m., that's going to be Laila. That's going to be what's called Laila. Okay, there's a big, big difference between, we all consider that all night time, but the Ariza says, look, one's called Leil, one's called Laila. From 6 a.m., so if it says 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., that's called Leil. 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., that's called Laila. Nafka Mina is a zivug that's going to happen over there. The tremendous patsuf of Yaakov and Leah are going to be mezavik in the first part of the night. But achatzot alayla, that's going to be a great patsuf, a great zivug called the zivug of patsuf of Rachel veLeah. Okay, so I think we're going to stop it here for now. Lina will start over this little piece over here, explain a bit more about the zivug, and we'll go weiter. Okay.